Welcome back. You're listening to Graphite 94.9 and English Only with the Doctor. So what do we have on the billboard today? I don't know if it's billboard for music, but it's what I'm saying. I don't know if you know anything about the music studio, but we're surrounded by microphones and chairs, and then there's one console with a whole bunch of buttons to it that I have yet to master. Luckily, I can master just what I have to do for here, but I'm certainly aware of the engineering skills that needs to be had to be able to really truly know how to use this kind of equipment. And then we have a two screen console. So I'm referring to my console as my billboard. And today I looked at, or to research for today's set, I researched and Googled Canadian weird bands. So I figured I was like, as I develop my, I don't know, my portfolio of musical understanding through this experience, I noticed that I kind of really like weird shit. Not always, but if I have a choice between traditional rock or traditional folk music, which I thought I just would always love was folk music because it dates back to my infancy and all the years that I spent listening to the Edmonton Music Folk Festival for 3-4 days in a row and all that stuff, but I find that I have this affection for weird stuff. So as a tribute to that fact about me, I found this list on last.fm. And it was based on an article, I think, from 2020. So the first song is by Christian Henson and the Autistics. Now, they are a band that started in 2007 from Edmonton, Alberta, and they have quite a controversial name because they have autistics, and some people have criticized them thinking that they're making fun of them. If you look at their videos, they're quite over the top. Nothing too strange, but just, you know, weird dancing and stuff like that. But he said that this is absolutely not a way to poke fun at any human being on the planet. In fact, it is to pay tribute to them. So this is Christian Henson and the Autistics and their song Calypso Hippo from their 2009 album Power Leopard.
D.O. in the house. They love us here, especially 'cause we got the money to spend. We always come here, you know the type, rich American man. And we say, what girl can you sell to me? What girl can you sell to me? I can't wait to see. And we say, what girl can you sell to me? What girl can you sell to me? I can't wait to see. But in the meantime, let's dance to Calypso. Is that what this music is? Yeah, I got cash on my hippo to pay the police bills. Thank you.
We have a second song from them right after this. Now, what I like to just kind of put forward is that if you take a look and search for them on their videos are very colorful. They it's not pastelis, but it's almost like only primary colors. It's really neat. That said, this next song is also by Christian Henson and the Autistics, which is a two-member band, their husband and wife, Christian Henson and Molly Floyd. And this next song is Cocaine Trade. The official Cocaine Trade.
Cowbell, marimba, she got the stuff.
Coming back, coming back. I
So like I said, it's a little weird. I like it though. I think it's hilarious. I feel the irony in some of the music, and I do enjoy a good story. So that was Christian Henson and the Autistics, and they are an Edmonton band. I think they're based now in Vancouver, but they have a huge following in Alberta. So it's really important that I pay homage to my alma mater in terms of living arrangements and life experiences. The next group on the list, I don't really think they're strange, but I don't know. Some of their topics and their lyrics are a little off the regular path, let's just say. So the title of this next song is called Chester the Molester, and it's by a group called Sloan. Now, from 1996 to 2016, they were among Canada's 75 best-selling records and artists, and what they're known for is being able to share the lyrical and creative rights of every single band member, which I think is really, really interesting. So this is Chester the Molester by Sloan from their 1998 album, Navy Blues. That was Sloan with Chester the Molester. Now, they have a lot of really fantastic songs. In my youth, I used to listen to them quite a bit. Mostly working out, which is strange because now that I'm listening to it, I don't think that this is very good workout music. But then a few months ago, I was at Basic Fit. I've since reneged my contract with Basic Fit because I go to the one in Marny, and the one in Marny has a tendency to have issues with their plumbing, and then they close the toilets for a very, very long time, and that really bothers me. So I made an official complaint, and I said, no, I'm not coming back, and I didn't. But anyway, I remember having one time I was there, and it was, how would I say it? It was the music of choice that was selected was not at all what I would consider workout music, because I think workout music should be like hardcore, a little harder and really motivating. And it was show tunes, which I thought was really funny. But anyway, that said, the next song on the list is the Crash Test Dummies. Now, what I know about the Crash Test Dummies is a song called Mm-mm-mm-mm. And it dates back to 1993. So the Crash Test Dummies are a band that dates back to the 80s. And the lead singer, oh my gosh, I met him. He is fantastic and humble and wonderful and super, super, super nice. He was in my car. I was volunteering for the Bear Creek Festival in Grand Prairie, Alberta. And I was a driver for the talent. So I had to bring them from the hotel to the venue to the hotel. I had to bring them shopping if they wanted to go shopping. I had to bring them to the convenience store if they wanted to go to a convenience store. But anyway, his name is Brad Roberts. And he is known for his really baritone voice, like super, super low. Now, what I think is really interesting about this dude is that his real voice is baritone. It's not just a singing voice. He's really low and calm. It's like it's like bees. When you listen to bees and how calming they are, that's how his voice is. So anyway, this is the Crash Test Dummies with from their album God Stuffed His Feet from 1993.
This kid who got into an accident and couldn't come to school, but when he finally came back, his hair had turned from black into bright white. He said that it was from when the cousin smashed his soul.
You're listening to Graphite 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor. So that was Crash Test Dummies and It's a song. It's called And like I said, Brad Roberts is the lead singer and he has this amazing baritone voice. And he was in my car as I was driving him to the airport. And I think I drove him from the venue to the hotel. And I don't know, man, he could just put me to sleep with his voice. It was like rocking me in a storm. And it was, I don't know, it was fantastic. I think he's a human being that you just need to get to know. And from a musical standpoint, he's pretty creative. You know, he sits there on the outskirts when he does what I saw and what he did with the musical collaborations. And he is really pensive when he performs. So it's, but at the same time, it's really inspiring to the other musicians. I just think he's fantastic. So anyway, so he's not weird so much as he is, I don't know, one of my Canadian idols, I guess you could say. That said, the next, what is the next group? The next group is Drunk. Okay, the song it's called is Drunk on a Bike. Sorry. This is another Edmonton based, founded in Edmonton band. It's called the SNFU and it's an acronym for Society Is No Fucking Use. And they are what's called a hardcore punk skate band. And they come from the same era, the 80s. They started their band in 1981 and they had a couple of stints. So 1981 to 89, 91 to 2005 and 2007 and 2018. I don't know what the purpose of all their hiatuses were, but they did have those. They had went through a couple of lead singers. The main lead singer, though, was Ken Chin, also known as Mr. Chi Pig. And the twin guitarists, Brent and Mark Belk. This is the song Drunk on a Bike from which year? From their 1995 album, The One Most Likely to Succeed.
Anyway.
So what happens when you're drunk on a bike? I'm not exactly sure. I know I haven't been drunk on a bike and I've fallen and hurt myself, and I have gone to, I'm not a big drinker. I probably already told you guys this. I'm like a 3-drink limit for the whole night. And if I drink any more than that, I'm either sleeping or I don't know. I think people around me turn very ugly. It's strange. There's this song from the Northern Pikes, I think. And it was a song from when I was really little. And the video was a man who fell in love with this beautiful woman. But she was really ugly on the inside. So every time you saw, everybody else saw her, and she had these weird gnarly teeth and it was really, really ugly. But he looked at her and thought she was just beautiful. And when I drink, everyone around me gets, like, in my visual, my perspective is that they're gnarly teeth and ugly and gross. Nah, and I don't really like it. So I don't drink very much and I'm not a very big drinker. But I have had a drink and gone to the gym before, which was an interesting experience. I had to spend a good 45 minutes on the elliptical bike before I felt comfortable enough to do anything else. That said, I plan on having 2 glasses of champagne on Friday with the girls and ride my bicycle home. So maybe I'll tell you next week how things are going to go. That said, so where are we now? We are at Joanne Pollock. She is, I don't know how I feel about this song. I think this is where I would start thinking that this is really weird. This is weird music for me anyway. It's a song called Expect Me. Now, Joanne Pollock is a Toronto-based musician. And she's relatively new to the music scene. She's only been around for about 6 or 7 years. And she is also part of a duo called The Poems with 2 S's. And this is one of the singles from her solo debut.
To fix the dial, I never learned, and you reply, she's no good, expecting nothing, it's understood, the face becomes you, the face becomes you. You expect me to be there.
That was Joanne Pollock and the song Expect Me by her 2017 album Solo Stranger. I kind of feel this kind of vibe where you need to kind of get this music. I'm with all of the, you know, the synthesizer and the electric piano, and I'm not sure, and the pings and pongs. that's not very musically descriptive. I'm very sorry. I did find this a little strange. I did enjoy it, though. I thought that this would be really cool, you know, after a really good meditation, and you can see all of the colors and in music and the sounds. That'd be really fantastic. Now, this next song is also a little strange. Strange may not be the right word. It's different. It's by Oman Ra, and it's from their 2017 album of Clans and Clones and Clowns. So they date back to I don't know, when did they date back? It says that their first album came out in 2010, but now I'm looking at the wrong stuff, so I'm not sure. They are from Israel. This isn't the right. Oopsie. Well, we're going to listen to them anyway. They're from Israel. Listen to this. How wonderful.
Thank you.
That was Soul Enema by Oman Ra, an Egyptian group. Now, not Egyptian, sorry, it was an Israeli band. And I cut it off after 3.5 minutes. It's a 7.5 minute excerpt, and it is very trippy. Holy moly, I do like it. Very, 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 very trippy. That said, I don't know. How do you feel about this music? I would really like to know. I should open up a Facebook page or some kind of Instagram, something to get your guys' comments, because sometimes I would like to know what you feel about the music that I select. Be nice if you're going to comment, please. Be constructive, not critical. How does that sound? The next song on the list is from Royal Tusk. It's a song called Hated. So Royal Tusk is another Edmonton band. Apparently a lot of weirdos come from Edmonton on this list from Last FM. It's a rock band from Edmonton, Canada, and they consisting of Danielle Carrière, who's the vocals, and Quinn, I can't pronounce his name, and Sandy McKinnon is the bass. Now, they started in 2013, and they are certainly a heavy rock metal band. This kind of fits with the same kind of like hardness vibe, but not so much with the psychedelic trippy vibe. This is Royal Tusk from their 2024 release, the song Hated. I really love that, actually. That would be more my idea of what is workout music or, I don't know, cleaning house music, things that make me want to motivate me, even maybe gardening music since I'm into my garden right now. The next song on the list is another Sloan song. So we're going to listen to Underwhelmed by their 1992 release from the album Smeared. Here is Underwhelmed by Sloan on Graphite 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor.
She was underwhelmed, if that's a word. I know it's not, 'cause I looked it up. That's one of the skills that I learned in my school. I was overwhelmed, and I'm sure of that.
Thank you, and I said, never mind.
That was Sloan and their song Underwhelmed from 1992, I'm pretty sure, if I remember right. Sometimes I forget things because I'm getting old and aging sucks. Yay. Okay. The next song on the list is by a band called Pastoralia. They're from Nova Scotia, and I looked online for about 20 minutes trying to find more information on this band. All I know is that they're from Nova Scotia and they're a 3-person band consisting of Mitch Weeb, Rebecca Young, and Ray Fenwick. And the cover of the album I'm talking about is called Across Living Room Floors from 2009. I am not sure if they did anything else. I couldn't find anything else on them. The song itself is called Charming Reflection. It's a little, again, off the path. And I do find one link online for them, and it's from Porch of Mystics. It's a website that you can find. It talks about music, and they say hopefully we'll be hearing more from these Nova Scotians, which is really cool. And there's one comment that dates back to 2010, and I thought it was really cute. Ray Fenwick's mom. She says, "Wow, I knew I shouldn't let you wear makeup when you." I shouldn't have let you wear makeup when you were a kid, or at least showed you how to wear eyeshadow properly. Cool. Anyway, love, Mom. I thought that was really sweet. Anyway, this is Charming Reflections on Graphite 94.9 FM in English Only with a Doctor.
Never to be caught on a twist. take a little sip from a leopard spot. Never to be caught, never to be impaled, never to be caught on a twisted spark. Take a little trip, take a little laughter, take a little sip from a leopard spot. Never to be caught, never to be impaled, never to be caught on a twisted spark. Take a little trip, take a little laughter, take a little sip from a leopard spot.
We're reaching the end of this set on Graph Hit 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor, so I'm going to leave you with two songs back-to-back from Dead South. Now, Dead South is not so strange in terms of their sound because they're, well, no, they have a very unique sound. It's not strange. It's really unique. It's really interesting. I really like it. But I think their name is quite interesting. The Dead South and a lot of the names of their title tracks and their songs are quite morbid. So Dead South is a folk bluegrass musical ensemble from Regina, Saskatchewan that dates back to 2012. You probably have heard one of these songs, one of the two, but we'll start out with In Hell I'll Be in Good Company, which is the more famous one that dates back to 2012, I believe. Is that right? It's their first album called Good Company. And the second one is called Tiny Wooden Box. Again, quite morbid. Tiny Wooden Box suggests to me being buried in a tiny wooden pine box. Released in 2024. It's from the album Chains and Stakes. I bid you a fantastic weekend. I hope it's filled with barbecues, family, healthy drink choices, and a lot of outside time. This is the Doctor, and she is leaving the house. Thank you.
tear shed cream beam a squeeze. The stage of smells, tells, hells, bells, misspells, knocks me on my knees. It didn't hurt, flirt, blood squirt, stuff shirt like me on a tree. After I count down three rounds, in hell I'll be in good company.
I was going around those days. thinking everything